And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I still don't see what the big deal is, Father.
Talia, the big deal is that we were dining with the Ugandan ambassador to the United States, and your behavior embarrassed the entire family.
But it was just a book on horse grooming.
It's not the subject matter that I found offensive. It's the fact that reading literature of any kind is completely inappropriate when dining.
Well, maybe in Uganda. But who cares? He comes to our house. He should live by our rules.
Those are the rules in any country, but you should already know that. That's why I've decided to send you to etiquette school next week.
But you can't!
Ah, but I can.
But I've already scheduled my horse riding lessons.
Well, then cancel them. You need to concentrate on other lessons. We're trying to raise you to behave with refinement, with an appreciation of how well off you are. You're better off than most children your age, you know. And if you don't believe me, I'd be happy to show you by sending you to my brother's house, if that's what it takes.
Oh, not that old threat again.
Oh, it's not a threat, dear. You'll either go to etiquette school, or you'll go to your uncle's. The choice is yours.
Oh, fine, then. We'll do it your way, Daddy. Just as you like.
Good.
I'll call my uncle myself.
You can't be serious.
You said the choice was mine.
Well, very well, then. Then I will make the arrangements. I hope you enjoy your little victory, dear, but I can't imagine you will. Go ahead, call your uncle, and enjoy.
Fine. I will. Hello? Uncle Wooten?
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
You look great, Talia. Hey, I can't believe you're actually here.
Yeah, I can hardly believe it myself.
I've situated your belongings in the guest room, miss.
Oh, are you sure you can't stay and visit a while, Bradford?
I'd like to, but my plane departs shortly.
Oh, come on. I just made a batch of your favorite grape juice floats.
That's your favorite, Wooten.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I do wish I could stay and chat, but I really should be going.
Okay, well, you know where the exit slide is. I'll see you later.
Very well. Goodbye, Miss Bassett. And so long. Whoa!
You have a slide going out of your house?
Yeah. Bradford's great, isn't he?
Who's Bradford?
Well, your driver. The guy who just flew down the slide.
I see.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot. I got you some gifts. Look, it's a Dr. Ichabodia action figure. Powerboy plush doll. A Dr. Ichabodia science lab. And I even got you a Powerboy lunchbox and thermos. Wait till your friends at boarding school see that.
Oh my, won't they be impressed.
Hey, remember how you used to laugh when I crossed my eyes and did this? Or this? Or how about when we rubbed noses while I went, Rwanga, 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 Wanga, Wanga?
The last time you saw me, I was 3 months old. So now will you please remove your nose from mine?
Oh, yeah, that 3 month thing would explain you being a lot taller. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to be a space invader.
Enough chit chat. Let's go over some rules.
Oh. Well, I don't have many of those, except you can't wear leather on the slide or you'll stick.
No, I mean my rules.
Oh.
Rule number one, there will be no meat or fattening foods allowed on the premises.
Whoa, that's like asking me not to breathe.
Right, I'm a vegetarian. Rule number two, there will be no direct contact with dirt.
No dirt? Then how are you supposed to get dirty?
Rule number three, don't feel obligated to talk to me. I'm here for a week, so we might as well make it as pleasant as possible. Rule number four.
Nope, there's a three-rule limit in this house, so you gotta hold it. Now, here's the rules for hide-and-seek. I hide, and you seek. Tag, you're in!
Rule number four, I don't play games. Uncle Wooten. Oh, never mind. He'll figure it out. I guess I'll go and pack.